There are only five Democrats running for president. Friends of Joe Biden would like him to be the sixth. The vice president has run twice before, but there have been few indications Biden will run this year. And he's kept a decidedly low profile since the death of his son Beau to brain cancer in May. As NPR's Jessica Taylor reports, Biden allies in at least one grassroots group are calling for him to get into the race.
The idea of Joe Biden as president has been treated as a punchline by late-night comedians.
In a new interview, the president discussed the upcoming election and said that Hillary Clinton is going to do great as a presidential candidate. When asked how Biden would do, Obama said, Hillary is going to do great as a presidential candidate.
That was Jimmy Fallon last April. Despite 6 years as vice president and decades in the Senate, there's still the caricature of Biden as a sidekick who regularly sticks his foot in his mouth. The fact that he's not in the mix is odd, says Ralph Begleiter. He's a professor of political communication at the University of Delaware.
It's a little unusual for a sitting vice president of the United States to not be assumed as a candidate for the presidency.
One person hoping to change that is Dick Harpootlian, a former South Carolina Democratic Party chairman and friend of the vice president. He says Biden's biggest selling point might be those occasional missteps.
People want someone who's genuine, someone that does commit a malapropism from time to time. But what they know is this: he's incredibly smart, he's incredibly energetic, and nobody knows how Washington works or doesn't work better than Joe Biden.
That relatability is something that Clinton has struggled with. Harpootlian argues that Biden's blue-collar background will give him the upper hand over Clinton with voters.
I have deep concerns about Hillary Clinton's ability to win in November of 2016. I'm very concerned about her ability to make the case that she is someone that can appeal to folks, independent swing folks in those states.
But there's one big problem. If Biden wants to run, he will need to hire staff and raise money, both of which are flowing to other Democrats right now. The group Ready for Biden is trying to fix that. They popped up earlier this year, trying to lay the groundwork in early primary states and are advertising online.
Some people ask, why Joe Biden? I turn back and ask them, why not Joe Biden?
Fueled by online donations, the group has about a dozen staffers, including state directors in Iowa and New Hampshire. More than 150,000 people have signed a petition saying they're, quote, riding with Biden. On Saturday, they held a National Day of Action with events in 14 states as a public plea to Biden that the country needs him.
He's someone who's always puts his country ahead of himself, and that's what we need right now.
That's 27-year-old Will Pierce, who started Ready for Biden. He was a low-level staffer on the Obama 2008 campaign and is a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. Supporters hope the loss of Biden's son Beau won't halt a run. The vice president has slowly begun to step back into his regular duties. At a stop in California last week, Biden even joked, I'm looking for a job. That kind of remark gives Pierce hope.
He hasn't said yes, but at the same time, he hasn't said no.
And Begleiter, the political communication expert, says there's no reason for Biden to say no at this point.
Why should he undermine that level of credibility and political power by arbitrarily taking himself out of the race?
But with a little over 6 months until the Iowa caucuses, it's possible that it's already too late for Joe Biden to say yes. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Washington.